Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX. It is time to go to the guest line this afternoon. We talked earlier about the state of Indiana and a House bill proposal there with the state legislature to acquire some counties in the state of Illinois. See if they want to get out of the whole Illinois thing. But there is an organization that's been around since 2018. It is a nonprofit that is trying to educate people in Illinois about their right to secede from Illinois and start their own thing. And to talk about that with us, chair of the board of the new state of Illinois, G.H. Merritt, is with us on KMOX. G.H., good to talk to you. How are you?
Oh, good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on. I'm great today. How are you?
Oh, we're great. So tell us about this organization and what the deal is.
Well, the first thing I would say is we never use the word secession. That gets used in the press a lot, but what we are doing is something that's legal and constitutional. We're following a process that the U.S. Constitution provides for the creation of a new state. And so just want to have that there. The word secession has some really bad connotations. Well,
yeah. Okay, so when you talk about the constitutional process, are you talking about Article 4 when you have consent of the legislatures of the states concerned as well as the Congress?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so why do you want to do this?
Well, let me first say that this is not a partisan thing. It may look that way because Cook County is 80% Democrat and the rest of the state is much more red, but it really doesn't have anything to do with that because you could have a Republican governor and legislature and we'd still have the same problem. And that is that from the Reynolds v. Sims decision in 1964, what happened is that all power in state government, in any state that had a sizable city, all power in state government was absorbed into that city. And our U.S. Senator at that time, Everett Dirksen, warned that this would happen, and it has. And so if you live outside of Cook County, you may be able to vote on your representatives, but you really don't have a voice in state government. And so although we recognize that legislators from Chicago have a responsibility to vote for things that are in the best interests of their constituents, unfortunately, laws are passed that apply to all of us, and they may be great for a densely populated urban area, but they are not great for rural, small-town areas like most of the rest of the state. And so that's the whole key of it, is we do not have representative government.
There are 48 counties so far, I believe, with your organization. Is it the 48 counties that have all agreed to be part of this?
No, actually, let me explain. There's two state-split organizations in Illinois. One is called Illinois Separation Referendum, and they are the group that puts the advisory referendum on county ballots. Their referendum has passed in 33 counties by a landslide, averaging like 75%. And New Illinois operates through county committees. And New Illinois represents 43 counties. And so if you kind of look at a map, there's very little overlap. So what you can take away from that is there's 68 of our 102 counties have an active state split movement.
So, I would think that members, including yourself, the chair of this organization, know that this is highly unlikely to ever happen. So why, Is this more a statement than anything else?
No, we are dead serious about this. I know that our governor would like to characterize it as a stunt, but it certainly is not. I think if you look back to the Solidarity Movement in Poland about 40 years ago, nobody thought that was going to happen either. And they were able to, because of the overwhelming support of the people, they were able to get rid of their communist government and get their country back. And so we wish Cook County well, but we are very different from Cook County. We have different interests, different needs, different economies. And we really want to escape from that and have the kind of representative government that our U.S. Constitution
Hello? Did we lose her?
Are you there?
Pardon?
Oh, there you go. We lost you for just a second.
We lost you for a second.
Oh, no. Yeah, so you lost all the important things.
No, I think we got it. is your argument that getting away from a communist government is the same thing as getting away from legislators in Cook County?
That wasn't my point. My point was actually that when you have enough people that are pushing for something, you can accomplish what others would have said was impossible. And that's my point, is that, you know, it was a grassroots thing that started there, and eventually they were able to accomplish what they wanted. And so you can look in history. There's five states that exist now that used to be part of other states. And the one that most closely resembles us is the state of Maine. They were part of Massachusetts. They didn't have any big beef with Massachusetts, except that the state government was far away and it wasn't addressing their needs. It was addressing their own needs. And so it took them several years, but they eventually were able to become a new state.
With you mentioned that you don't have a representative government because of Cook County. Obviously, local government, very important, you know, whether it's your city mayor, your county council, county government, school boards, and so forth, that really affect the day-to-day lives of families who live in that community. Where do you feel, and in what issues are you not feeling that you have a voice or represented?
Well, there's a number of them, but again, we're not doing this based on individual issues. Particularly, we steer away from hot button issues. This is clearly focused on representative government. We do not have a voice. And what has happened in the years since Reynolds v. Sims passed, which, by the way, it's considered one of the landmark cases of the latter 20th century, so I don't expect it to be overturned. But since then, you had an accumulation of power in one geographic place, Cook County, and I'm getting distracted here because somebody's beeping in my ear here.
Tell them to go away.
So, okay. Anyway, you had this absorption, accumulation of power in one place, and when that happened, you have no accountability, and Illinois already had a reputation as being a corrupt state. And so the power is accumulated, no accountability there. They can then gerrymander everything to the point where we get an F on the Princeton gerrymandering project and just take all the voice away. And then when they're in that situation, they can go ahead and be financially irresponsible. And as you probably know, Illinois has one of the highest levels of debt of any state. And so what we want to do is jump out of the vehicle before they drive it over a financial cliff.
Right. So the question Amy asked you is, what specifically are you not getting that you think you should be getting and you would get if you were to pull away from Cook County? Because as we know, and everybody knows, the information's readily available, Cook County in Chicago puts way more tax revenue into the rest of the state than they get back, and the rest of the state puts in less than they receive. So the rest of the state benefits greatly from being part of Illinois and Cook County.
Actually, that's a myth, and I'll tell you why.
It is not a myth. That's absolutely true.
You got that from the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute study.
I've got it from multiple places, not just there. Yeah, I mean, it's that is absolutely true.
Chicago may put in more money, but they also generate more debt. Are you aware of the fact that they've got a $1 billion deficit in this coming year?
GH, the question is, what are you not getting? What are the counties you represent not getting that you would get if you were to pull away from Cook County and Chicago? How would things improve for your county specifically?
We would have a voice. There are laws that are passed that make perfect sense for an urban area, a densely populated urban area, but they do not make sense.
Such as what? We're asking for specifics. Such as what? What is a thing that you, a law you have to abide by that you don't think you should have to, or one that you would like to have that you don't have?
Well, here's one. The Safety Act came into effect a couple of years ago, and 100 out of 102 state's attorneys said that they believed it was unconstitutional and that it was not a good idea. Okay, that gives you an idea. Another thing, a law was passed last year that said if you want to sue the state government, you can only do it in Cook County or in Sangamon County. Well, Illinois is a very long state, and that is a convenience for our state government, but it's not a convenience for people who live all over the state. You got to drive quite a ways to do that. So those are just examples. When Governor Pritzker was elected, he said that any kind of big projects that went on would have local voice. They passed the law then after that saying, no, you don't. It's only the local governments don't have a seat at the table. So if you don't want a wind farm 600 feet from your house, you got nothing to say about it. And so there's plenty of things like this, and some are more important than others. But the point is that they are not in the best interest of outstate Illinois, and outstate Illinois doesn't have a voice.
G.H. Merritt, chair of the New State of Illinois organization. We appreciate your time today on KMOX. Thank you for visiting with us.
Thanks.